1260 to Pledge, WPNW Zealand. Good afternoon. I'm Jason Craner here with Josh Elledge from Savings Angel. Now, Josh, last week we talked about how to save big on the Thanksgiving meal. You can, you know, we can cut down on all of the costs of groceries for the Thanksgiving meal by applying coupons with great sales. A lot of them going on this week. But today we want to talk about what's going to happen after Thanksgiving, about Black Friday, about how we can save a ton of money on Friday.
Yeah, and the list we have, I wanted to make sure that, there's some different techniques that you can use. I want to make sure that nobody misses on these five items, because if you violate any of these rules, it could really cause you some damage.
Okay.
Number one is the obvious is review all of the ads from the local stores, even something like, a store that you might not consider going to, like a Radio Shack or, some obscure store that you can make maybe for your second or third stop in the morning, could end up having the best deal on an item that really might not have the competition that the 20 flat screen TVs that are available
right.
at Best Buy that you and everybody else in the region are going to compete for. Make some considerations, understand that there's going to be competition for the really good deals, and ask yourself if you really want to go through it, and is there something else that you might consider instead.
Right.
All right, so that's it. Make sure you're using the internet, you're looking at all the ads, you have all this information ahead of time. Compare prices for the items you really want. Make sure you've got your list of, I'm going to go to store one first, going to go to store two second, and map out how you're going to do that. And then number three, take the ads with you along with your list when you shop. You might in the frenzy, lose 30 seconds when you have to go and grab an ad just to verify something, and you end up losing, one of those 20 items that you would have had. So have everything with you, in a clipboard or in a folder, ready to go. All right, number four, keep in mind that, along with that, Jason, is don't get caught up in the hysteria. In other words, if you've already seen the deal ahead of time, and in your logical mind, again, as you know, I'm a very analytical shopper, which is, why I may or may not even go out on Friday personally. it takes a lot to motivate me, so far I haven't seen anything that's really, going to make me want to fight the crowds, just because I'm used to getting stuff for free as it is. But if it wasn't a great deal before, just because there's only four left, don't let the scarcity mentality trick you into thinking that that's something that you
Good.
Need to buy. In other words, there's only four left, I gotta have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great deal before, don't buy it now, just because there's not that many.
My wife and I have a television that's on its last legs, Josh, and we may have to buy a television in the next year. Can I wait, or do I need to do it on Friday when all the TVs are cut down really low? Should I wait and see if there's going to be another deal later on in the year?
Well, of course there will be. There will. And this is not the be-all and end-all of TV deals. It is, there's great opportunities if you're willing to compete for them. You might also look for Cyber Monday deals that might match that. When I got my actually one of the best times of the year to get great deals on TVs is Super Bowl, is around Super Bowl.
Interesting. Day.
Yeah, and the week following Super Bowl, when unfortunately you have a lot of people return TVs, so they have a lot of open. That's actually a great week to get open floor models that you can get really good deals on.
Good advice.
Yeah. So finally, along with that is. Plan in advance, Jason. As you know, there are going to be some shoppers. They are going to be jerks. Not Pledge listeners, but other radio station listeners.
Right.
We're not going to mention which ones. But just know that in advance, and put on some double smile protection, and also make sure to do everything you can to be super nice to those who are working. They are kind of dreading it because they have to deal with the jerks.
Absolutely.
So that's that'll get you pretty far.
That is great advice today, Josh, and we've talked about it so much we don't have time to talk about all the grocery deals this week, but folks can find that on your website.
Yeah, for sure. You go to savingsangel.com, and we'll actually have the information, all the information you need, so you can help cut your grocery bill in half. You don't want to miss this season. December is actually a great month to save money on groceries, so you can have more money to buy presents for the people you love.
That's great. Get more information on Josh's website, Savings Angel. You can find a link at our site, 1260thepledge.com. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Jason.